everybody. Cal Banyan here, as if you didn't know. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc., once again with Meredith Locker, where Meredith and I talk about hypnosis, etc. And let me tell you about Meredith. She's got questions for me. I don't even know what they're going to be yet. So, you know, but I'll do my best, and I'll try to push as much of it as I can off on her, because she's quite capable. Meredith has a master's degree in psychology. She's a previously trained talk therapist who switched completely over to hypnosis and hypnotherapy. She is a master hypnotist. She is a certified five-pather. She's a well-established speaker in the field. She's spoken at National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend, where the best of the best, most popular speakers go. And she'll be at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention this year, along with me and Elron. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. Happy to be doing another podcast with you today.
I want to tell everybody, I posted a pre-recording picture of Meredith on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hypnosisetc, so you can see how happy she is all the time.
That picture. Cal said, here, hurry, I'm going to take a picture of you to show Maureen that you're here. I'm going to send it to her right now, and then next thing you know, it's on Facebook. And already 3 likes, which
thank
you very much, whoever you are that liked, I didn't get to see yet.
Yeah, I'll even like you.
So Cal Banyan is the one who brought us 5-Path. He created this systematized, advanced approach for change just by years and years and years of studying and trial and error with clients and, you know, really putting all of the pieces together, taking some of the best of psychology, since he's trained in psychology and actually worked as a traditional talk therapist prior to coming into the world of hypnosis, and brought some of the best of that, some of the best of hypnosis, and put it together in a systemized approach for change that I use every day. He also brought us 7th Path Self-Hypnosis. He is constantly publishing, definitely constantly teaching the top of the profession, and bringing these podcasts to you week in, week out, for free. Any hypnotist around the world that doesn't watch these is just crazy, because it's free training, and we really get into so much detail about so many quality topics that you need to know about to be the best of the profession. He's Cal Banyan.
Oh, thank you very much. And by the way, you guys out there watching this, Elron, Meredith, they add to this training in immense ways, and you know, they don't get paid for it. They just do it out of the goodness of their heart, wanting to improve the profession, wanting to help me out. So, you know, you ought to send them a love letter. Down there right below here, right down there, you know what there is? Comment section. Say, thank you, Elron. Thank you, Meredith. Because, you know, like Meredith, she drives through all that L.A. traffic and stuff to come down here to Orange County. And so, you know, she really deserves recognition for being above and beyond. All right, what you got for us?
All right, well, definitely I want to say before we go any further, because I know sometimes people tune out just before the ending, we want your questions. Absolutely send them to me, Meredith, at yourpathhypnosis.com. It's mind-blowing to me how few questions I actually get, and I often have to kind of scour the internet for different situations and circumstances that I have to bring to the podcast for us to dig into and learn from. But I just have to believe y'all have more questions than we're getting, and we really want them. We want to answer them. We want to give you a detailed question. You hear you have access to one of the top hypnotists, if not the top hypnotist in the entire world, through Cal Banyan, and this is just such a great opportunity. So please start taking advantage of it, for sure. So what I have today is kind of a scenario that you know, can happen for hypnotists at times when they're doing age regression work, and it's a little bit more maybe unexpected. And you know, when people first start doing age regression, they sometimes can get stumped by different things. And so this is a circumstance that stumped a hypnotist, and thought it would be a great learning tool for all of you out there to kind of maybe brush up on some of the basics again, and maybe know how to deal with a situation like this when it happens for you. So the scenario goes like this. A 60-year-old man came in with a fear of bridges, a fear of driving over bridges. And apparently first session, the hypnotist took the client through the Elman Banyan induction, and everything seemed to go beautifully. And this induction does built in have a covert test for somnambulism in the losing the numbers. And so this hypnotist believed that the client was in somnambulism. And then he went ahead to regress. He jumps right into the regression work the first session, just like Cal does, just like I do when I have enough time and it's appropriate. Because, you know, jumping into the big work and age regression is really what's going to affect the permanent change. So it is a good idea. And so he went ahead. Now, what I don't know is how he regressed. So before I go any further, I want you to know we got into a lot of detail about age regression in podcasts 108 through 114, the 10 keys for successful age regression work. And so I'm not going to go, nor will Cal go into a ton of detail about the specifics of age regression. So definitely refer to those first if this is a new topic to you. But I don't know exactly whether this particular hypnotist brought up the emotion and did an affect bridge regression, exactly what he was doing. But what he does say is that he told him, to him being the client, to go back to the event when he first experienced that feeling in his life. Okay. And then he went on to describe that the session went somewhat like this. First, well, he says experience, but it really should be first impression, day or night. The client said day. Are you inside or outside? The client said inside. Are you alone or with somebody? The client said alone. How old are you? The client said his age that he is right now. And this stumped the hypnotist, and so the hypnotist really didn't know what to do, and so kind of went to a script and ended the session. And so he's wondering, was the client not deep enough? Was he not in somnambulism after all? And he was a little baffled that the client did not go straight to childhood. So we're going to dig into some misperceptions that are going on here for the hypnotist, just to create real beautiful clarity for all of you out there in case you're getting stumped by such things. So before I go on, Cal, is there anything you want to start getting into?
So basically, what's the question?
So his question is, what can I do to have handled the situation better?
Better than panicking and reading a script?
Yeah. Yeah. He seems to think that he didn't get the client into somnambulism. So really what he's asking is, what could I have done to deepen his state? But that's one of the misperceptions here, right?
Yeah, you know, this... And, you know, it's hard to put your questions into words sometimes. And emails don't always convey everything you want them to convey. But... don't guess whether or not your clients are in somnambulism. If you're not sure, then test. Do a covert test. But there's a number. So if I'm getting this right, and Meredith, you can jump in anytime you want. What's happened here is one tiny error after the other kind of making everything go haywire. It's kind of like if you're driving down a North Dakota road. Some of those roads are like just 180 miles, just straightness. And on either side of it, you might have a wheat field, or you might have a corn field. And if you took that car, and let's say you're only driving 55 miles an hour down this long, straight road. If you turn that wheel just one-tenth of 1 degree off-center, in a few minutes, you're in the corn field. And that's what can happen. And one of the things you really need to do is, when you take a course, you need to review the materials, particularly right before the session. L. Ron was talking about in class last week, because we just had the Week of Power class, and he was advising people that they need to get the training materials that are offered, the 5-Path 2.0 set, the Banyan Online Supervision set, which also known as the externship, because what he said, what really made a difference for him, was just before he did an age regression session, he'd watch age regression videos. Just before he did parts work, he'd watch parts work videos. Get it fresh in your mind. Don't be lazy. Okay, so that being said, now, one of the things that is problematic with this is, and I have a great deal of forgiveness for hypnotherapists who have gone through my course or other courses where they're learning a course in English and it's not their first language, because little nuances like this can be lost. And hopefully, you know, good, excellent training like this will become available in, you know, all the major languages: Chinese, Spanish, German, French, Portuguese, whatever, Japanese, so that these little nuances can be fixed. But we want to say, follow that feeling back to an earlier time you felt that way. Now, when I first learned age regression, I think I was taught, tell them to go back to the first time they felt that way. But I very quickly discovered that most of the time, they don't go to the first time they felt that way when you do the regression. So I didn't like that, because they realize when you regress them further back that they didn't go to the first time, and that kind of hurts their confidence. So I changed the wording to go back to an earlier time you felt that way. So that's a little change. Don't say anything else except go back to an earlier time you felt that way. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, well, even just before that, making sure to bring up the feeling appropriately enough, significantly enough, so that it is there and present and regressible. So we don't know whether this particular hypnotist did this or not, because he didn't discuss whether he actually did appropriately bring up the emotion. But I just want to make that point. You got to bring up the emotion. You got to be looking for signs of the emotion in the client. You've got to put some energy and some focus and some time into focusing them appropriately on the emotion so that it is capable of being a proper bridge. And then, yeah, absolutely. I think it puts a lot of pressure on the person to say the first time. And you're right, it will break confidence if they can't do it. And often people, you know, the first time can be very, very, very young, and it kind of takes building some confidence from the client going into some subsequent sensitizing events, some SSEs. I'm a little tongue-tied today. Some SSEs first, and revivifying those experiences, times that are a little bit more close to their age now, to build on, to be able to kind of have the confidence, I suppose, on some level of their mind, to be able to go to a much, much, much earlier time. But I kind of like when clients have not a ton of SSEs necessarily, because then it's a little bit of a wild goose chase, but having some SSEs is really powerful, because it allows you to really reinforce the informed child technique more thoroughly. If they jump straight to the very first time, sure, it will be a powerful shift and a powerful change, but now you lose the benefit of these reinforcing events as you bring them back up to the now, applying those realizations to different events. Right, Cal?
Absolutely. Keep going.
Yeah. So, okay. So the kind of the first major mistake that we can kind of see here is directing the client to the first time. And, that may work some of the time. But it won't work a lot of the time. And so allowing them to go to an earlier time you felt that way. Now, it's quite possible and likely, given what this hypnotist described that the client said, that the client did go to an earlier time. And the only reason that I think that is because the client said alone. And, the client is actually not alone in the session. The client is with the hypnotist. So I'm not quite sure what the hypnotist is thinking. I don't know if he thinks that the client didn't regress at all, or if he thinks that the client should have gone straight to childhood. It seems like it's the latter of those two things. But either way, it's important to know that it's okay if they regress to 2 days ago. That's just another starting point and another place. It's a subsequent sensitizing event, and it's important to stay with that to find out what's going on. And so not stopping at the how old are you, but moving into the rest of the questions, which are, you know, the first of which is what's happening. And find out what's happening in that scenario. So you know whether the client is not regressing and they're still in the room with you and that's what they're describing, or you, or whether they're just about to leave their house to go on a trip where they know they're going to have to go over a bridge and the anxiety is coming up for them. That might have been where this client went to. So just because they're inside and not in the car, and just because, you know, they're still the same age doesn't mean that they didn't take you to a powerful event that can, that you can bridge off of again to get to the initial sensitizing event. Anything you want to add to that before I go on, Cal?
Yeah, I just want to hear now. So like, let's say that happened to you. You were at that moment. Let's say you did it right. You said, go back to an earlier time you felt that way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there, daytime, nighttime, indoors, outdoors, alone or with someone. And they say, I'm alone. You say, how old are you? And they say, I'm 60. What would you do next?
Yeah. Then I'd say, what's happening? And I often kind of ask the age a little bit later in the questioning, but there's nothing wrong with asking it first of the Fantastic Five questions. So, you know, I typically ask what's happening first just to allow that event to unfold more. To set the stage more. Not everybody is able to identify their age as fast as they can identify what's happening, but that's certainly debatable. It's just been my experience. So I ask what's happening, and then I'm going to ask, what are you thinking? I'm going to ask, what are you feeling? And then I'm usually at that point going to ask, how old are you? And then I'm going to ask, is that feeling familiar or new? And now those questions can be, the how old are you can kind of go in any order into that slew of questions there. And I'm going to get a lot of information by asking these questions. And so what didn't happen in this particular case with this hypnotist is they didn't keep asking the questions they needed to ask to find out where the client went. Anything you want to add to that, Cal?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to insert something. Keep your train of thought, but I don't want to forget. When I was in the Air Force, I learned something, and that is, well, I learned probably more than just one thing. But one thing that's pertinent to what we're talking about here is that there was something that had to be done perfectly every single time. You need a checklist. And there's nothing at all for you to summarize the steps of what you plan to do in that session or what are required in a process you go through and just check them off. You know, your professor, I still got this, let's get this into colleges things going in my head. Your instructor is probably going to provide you outlines. It's very easy to treat those outlines as checklists so that you know you do this, you do this, you do this. That's what's wonderful about having a system. Sorry for the interruption there, Meredith.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, I have that I after class. And you don't provide the exact document that maybe someone might want to use because it's best really for them to create it themselves. They can work off of what they get in class, and then they can even expand on that if they want for their own personal use. And I took the time to create an exact kind of a progression of what I'm going to take the client through, an outline, it's really a schematic, and it allows me to then always have this thing to refer to make sure I'm touching on all of the points. Now, the vast majority of the time these days, because it's so in my head, so rote, I don't even refer to it at all, but I always have it right there, just in case, just to make sure. And it's what works, and it's what makes sense. So I make sure to ask all the questions, and very well, this client could have been, you know, like I said, it could have been inside the house preparing to go on a trip or even thinking about wanting to go on a trip, but not going because he's fearful and it would involve going over bridges. Depending on where you live, there may be a lot of bridges, and I get the feeling this person might be in Europe, and there's, you know, quite a lot in certain areas, and so that could really stifle your ability to leave the house. And great, no problem. still the same age, but it's a recent time when this particular client experienced fear about going over bridges. And so that allows you to get even more tapped into that fear. And then you bridge once again after you ask them, is it familiar or new? If they say familiar, then you're going to say good. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 3 back to 1 or from 5 back to 1, whatever you feel most comfortable with. And that feeling is going to take you to an earlier time you felt that way. And you're just going to keep on going back like that until they say new. And then you're going to go through, as we're going to get into more detail, as you'll see in those podcasts I referred you to, we're going to actually test whether it's new or not. We're not going to assume that new is accurate, because sometimes they think it feels new because it feels so big, and for lots of different reasons, but it's actually not the first time. And so we're going to test that and regress in a little bit of a different way. If they say new, in a moment I'm going to touch you on the head 3 times. When I get to the 3rd time, you'll be at the first time you ever felt that way. And we're going to do a few things to make sure that they're in the right space. More detail of that in those podcasts. But, you know, there actually is benefit in them going to these other times, even if it's very close to their age now. Right, Cal?
Perfect. Yeah, we got to wrap this up. We're getting a little bit long on time. But so the answer to this fellow's question as to what he did wrong was he had some wording mistakes, right? And then he made an assumption that wasn't, he didn't have sufficient data to make the assumption that the person wasn't in somnambulism or whatever. So take it away, Meredith. Finish it up.
Yeah, one thing I didn't get to really highlight is one of the wording mistakes was in when his very first question, setting the gestalt, he asks, instead of first impression, which is what we use, first impression, daytime or nighttime, he asks first experience, day or night. And that can certainly, if the client didn't go to the first experience, which clearly this client did not, that can confuse the client. So it's important to use that word in whatever translation you need to translate that into. First impression, daytime or nighttime. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. I hope this was enlightening and cleared up some confusion for some people out there. Please do send me your comments, your feedback, your questions. Absolutely. Meredith at yourpathhypnosis.com. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Thank you, Meredith. And thank you guys out there who will do what? That send us comments. We love comments. We work for comments. Even if they're good, bad, indifferent, send us your comments, because we work for comments. Hey, this is Cal Banyan. Please check out our courses. I think I got the list over there on that side of the page. You can get in early registration discounts, and all you active duty military, American military, U.S. military, and U.S. veterans, you get a special discount for as long as I can, gosh, think of in the future. I should probably put it time limited, because you think, oh, I got to act now, but for as long as I can, we're going to give you a 20% discount on top of any other discounts. We want to support our men and women in uniform or who have been in uniform. That's it. Blah, blah, blah. Cal's done. This is Cal Banyan signing out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.